Hello everyone, today is a special day with special people, with special audience. If you are listening to this, you are special.
And see, we are special. See, it's just you and I in the house.
Okay. Are you saying we're not special?
No, wait. You said today is a special day with special people. I'm trying to wonder. Are you referring to me?
Are you trying to gas me up?
Yeah.
I'm trying to gas up. I feel like I always put you down too much. So today I'm trying to be nice. Like, you see, you don't even allow me finish. Like, you're like, what's wrong with this guy?
Finish.
Men can't just take compliments. I can't just, you know, just be happy and just, you know.
Today is a special day. It's a special morning.
It's a special occasion. Night. Yeah.
Exactly.
Oh, you don't think it's special, but it's
I mean, it is special. I mean, every podcast day is special to me, actually. That's why I'm surprised.
Yeah, today is extremely special. I don't know why. I just feel like it's a special occasion today. Right. I don't know. What's today? Today is the 23rd or something. So I feel like there should be an holiday. Today is World Special Day. Yes, I said it. So, Timmy, what's up with you?
Heard EFS. Today is special. Well, I'm just good, man. I'm just surviving, you know.
You're not feeling special?
See, as I'm like this, I just want to rest. I think I'm going to take my what I said earlier. I'm going to take it more seriously.
What did you say earlier?
That I want people to be bankrolling me. I think I've suspended on that stuff. I need to start finding people to bankroll me right now, because this working for yourself is not working out for me.
But as a man, like, how people be bankrolling you?
Don't worry. I identify as a woman. Today, I identify as a woman. Please, I want some people to be bankrolling.
But if you have not seen so far, it probably means you're not bankrolling.
Wow, you just called me special.
I mean, okay, fine. This is what you like. You like me insulting you and letting you down. So, obviously, that's what
I'm
doing.
You just called me special, and then you think I'm not worth bankrolling.
I'm saying maybe in that area, you're not doing enough.
Please,
to put yourself out
my
there.
My benefactors, if you're out there, if you're out there and you're listening to this, I use OP. So no. I used to receive the alerts very quickly.
Or Pampey.
Or Pampey, exactly.
Okay.
But, Shay, what have you been up to now?
I mean, the last 2 weeks, or what do you mean?
Your life.
I've actually just been sleeping and waking. Unlike you, that you're overwhelmed. Me, I'm the other one. I'm underwhelmed.
You're underwhelmed.
That's why I'm feeling special.
That's what you're always under. You like being under.
That's not what I said. So yeah, I'm feeling really good. I'm feeling special. You know, I feel like gassing myself up. Mm. You know, unlike you, you're killjoy.
In this life, I need a vacation. I'm never going to lie.
With how many women?
Let me see first, though. 3.
Why 3? What's so special about 3?
3 is a special number for me.
On a special day.
3 is a special number for me. So 3 women is fine.
Okay. You heard it here first.
Yes, exactly. So if you want to volunteer to take me on vacation, again, my DMs are open.
Okay, yeah. So I think I know why today is a special day.
Why is it?
Today's episode is a very special episode.
Okay, so today is not special because of me. It's because of the episode.
Everything is together. It's okay. A union of you, the episode, the vibe, the kind of person you are. Yeah, that's what
the kind of person I am.
Yeah, you're a special person.
Okay.
No, to no, us no, and no, to me too as well.
No wahala.
I'm sure our listeners can agree.
You're gassing me off.
Because you're even leading in the pool last time I checked.
You're gassing me off.
So yeah, today we'll be talking about, you know, something really, really special that special people do. And special people are capable of.
Shebi, is that why you called me special?
Shebi, you let me finish. Shebi, you let me finish. So today's episode is about, how do I put it in a very nice way so that people don't think that this is the kind of person that we have, people we have.
Exactly.
You know, this is let's just say today is for research purposes.
It's for research, exactly.
Educational purposes.
Mm.
We're here to enlighten the brethren and the brethren. What's the female version of brethren? I think his brethren is everybody.
Yes.
Okay, you get the point. So it's just, let's just say that you just want to see what's outside.
Yes.
Like, you just want to, you know, explore a bit. You just want to cheat small. We'll be giving you tips on how to go around it. Exactly. If you want to. Not like that's what we do.
Not like that's what we are preaching, though.
That's our specialty.
Not like we are saying it's good.
But, you know, I mean, information is power. Knowledge is key.
Yeah, exactly.
So that's like pretty much it.
So basically, this episode, we're just going to tell you how to get away with cheating. Right,
not getting away with it, like how to, you know, navigate it such that everybody's happy.
Exactly.
So that you'll be happy with your 3 women in the vacation.
Exactly. So that your partner will be happy, you'll be happy, and, you know, the people you are cheating with will also be happy.
And the whole society at large.
Everybody's happy. Yeah, well, a happy man leads to a happy society.
Exactly.
And a happy society leads to a happy country. So basically, we're just gonna be giving you some few tips on how to navigate. Shey, this should be a very short episode because we are not really skilled in this area.
We are not, but we are wearing the hats. You know, we wear many hats, Timmy. Remember, we wore the hat of international businessmen.
That's true.
So today we'll be wearing the hat too of international serial cheaters.
This kind of hat is that.
Don't worry.
Shey, are you sure you need to wear this hat every day?
If I speak, I'm in trouble. So I think the first question I'll ask is, what actually counts as cheating? Like, what's the definition of that? If you catch you with it, like, you are done.
So, you know, this is like the second time. This is the second episode we are doing about cheating, right? We did one last season where Jake came. I don't know if you remember.
What did you talk about? I can't remember.
The episode about cheating, like, we describe what cheating is and all of that. From that episode, let me just recap. Jake said, anything your partner doesn't like.
Oh, yeah, I remember now.
He's cheating.
Okay.
But I disagree.
Because he's not here, Abby. Now you can disagree. You can disagree in our absence. When she was here, you agreed.
But I disagree. I mean, like, what if your partner is a troublesome person? And that was my case. And she dislikes many things. So you'd have to say, or whatever she dislikes, or maybe she doesn't like me going out, she doesn't like me hanging out with female friends. That's not cheating.
True.
I mean, you're just hanging out.
I see what you did there.
Exactly.
I see what you did.
You see what I did there, right?
If I'm going to define, I'll probably say cheating is when you go against the contract that you signed with the person.
The contract that you signed.
Not contract on paper, but like if you agree that you're going to be together, it's just two of us, and you go outside of that. Anything that goes outside of that agreement, I think technically that's cheating. But there are also gray areas.
Obviously.
There are gray areas in life. Everything is on black and white, you know, so... And it is those gray areas that will help you later down the line to get away with it.
Exactly. So I think what just counts as cheating is you doing things that you said you were not going to do.
Yes.
That's it. So if I didn't say I was not going to hang out with my female friends and I'm hanging out with them, it's not cheating.
Yeah. To an extent.
Exactly.
By and large.
And if I didn't say I was not going to sleep with my female friends and I'm sleeping with them, it's not cheating.
But do you think it's just sleeping? Do you think there are other things that can count as cheating?
Yeah. For me, okay, so I think one of the things that I probably would count as cheating as well is... like you having deep conversations with someone else when you have a partner or you have a boyfriend or a husband.
What if the person is very intellectual, like the person she's talking to is a smart guy and they are sharing words?
Hey, why is
it? World hunger problems and that kind of stuff.
That's different. You know what kind of conversations I'm having? Like, you know, you are gisting someone how your entire day went, what you have planned for the week.
What if they were friends before you guys met?
I mean, yeah, it's all right. But again, like, you get when it now becomes like everyday thing.
So,
and the point is, one thing about human beings is that you can't keep up. So, you can't keep up in the sense that you can't do that thing with two people at the same time. So, if you're having longer conversations with somebody, that means the conversation is getting shorter with the other person.
What if she likes to just talk?
And the other person is probably your boyfriend or your girlfriend. So, I mean, that counts as cheating to me.
That to me is I don't agree with that.
You don't agree. It's because you are doing it.
No. That's not why.
But see, let me tell everybody Shay's secret. Wow. Shay has timetable of calling girls.
Shay, wow. Say, I'm a very structured man.
Shay, you say I'll call this person for me to close to 10 PM. You tell her good night. Then you now call the second person and tell her that he slept up, that he's just waking up.
I told her good night, don't tell her I'm going to. Good night means our conversation has ended. But I think that's actually a very good point. If you are going to juggle multiple balls at the same time, you need to. It takes a little bit of work. You have to be somebody that, you know, is very thorough. You know, you don't just make mistakes, silly mistakes. Because I feel, you see some guys, their girlfriends come online and come and accuse them of cheating. Like, but boy, why are you doing like this? You can do better than this now.
Can do better.
Yeah, so you have to be a bit smart, I think, you know. It's not like I'm describing myself. It's just general knowledge.
You are describing yourself.
It's just general knowledge. So going back to what you were saying, like, things that count as cheating. I think people can be close. They can have friends before. Let's say, you know, he's a guy friend. Like, obviously, there are boundaries. I feel like that's the main thing. If there are boundaries, then, you know, we are good. And also, I think cheating too can also be maybe you wanting someone and then also, like, denying. So, for example, now let's say you see a guy that you're attracted to.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what thing women says, that if you see a girl that likes you, they can always tell.
Yeah, obviously.
So let's say that kind of thing happens and then she's telling you that I don't like that girl and you're like denying it, and you know deep down that I'm this babe nobody, but you don't want your current partner to hinder you from doing that. I think just that thought is already cheating because you've kind of
really
yeah
But you know, they say I don't allow your girlfriend deny your meeting the future love of your life.
But how will you meet the love of your life if you're always thinking that the person you are with is not the love of your life? I got you there, right?
But again, I will still repeat myself. Don't allow your partner to deny you of seeing the love of your life.
Okay. Timmy said it. I didn't say it.
Take it to the bank. But so you said there are some gray areas.
Yeah.
So where exactly are the gray areas now? So I mean, see, that the thing about life is you have to look for loopholes. If you want to get away with something, you look for loopholes. Okay. You get. So what are the gray areas that
okay, so that one we can identify? Gray area that I can identify. So you know the normal thing, let's say guy has girl out, you ask her to be your girlfriend.
Your girlfriend.
So instead of you saying, "Will you be my girlfriend?" you tell her, "Let me be your boyfriend." That will not stop you from being the boyfriend to other women. You heard it here.
How am I just finding out
so
now?
That's a very simple loophole.
So instead of you saying, "Will you be my girlfriend?"
you tell her,
you say, "Let me be your boyfriend." So I can be your boyfriend and you're not my girlfriend. That makes me... Oh, wow. Wow. See, one thing I've noticed is that in this life, if you want to get away with something, just understand English language. Once you understand English language, you are good.
But I mean, I think one gray area can be... So, you know when, let's say you are with someone and then you now see somebody else you're attracted to.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to convince yourself deep down that you don't want this person. So because if you don't convince yourself, it's going to show that you want this person, and you start thinking about things that technically you've cheated. So if you convince yourself that this person, I don't like them, even though deep down you like them, then if they make it easy for you and they move to you, you'll be like, well, I did not like you in the first place,
so they would not move to me. But see, is it hard for you to, like, you're with someone and then you see someone else that tickles your fancy? How hard is it for you to say, I don't like this person?
I think it's easy. Because I think if you're already with someone, you've chosen them already. Like, you've said yes to the person you're with. So, it should be easy to say no to other people. Like, just if you look at them and be like, you are all right, but your hair is not finer than my girlfriend's hair. Just tell yourself that you're like, she's fine. Or my girlfriend's finer than you. You're fine. But the problem with some guys is that they don't care whether the new person is finer than the girlfriend or not. They just want to.
They just want to. Exactly.
It's in their system. It's not me, though.
So, Shay, do you feel like cheating is embedded in our DNA? And I'm not saying just guys alone, guys and girls are like,
I wouldn't say embedded.
It's a shame we don't have any girl right here, but then we're just speaking for the man them right now. Do you think it's embedded, cheating is embedded in people's DNA?
I wouldn't say embedded, but I'll just say people lack discipline.
So you feel if cheating is a consequence of indiscipline?
Yeah, it's more about the person. It's not like DNA or biology or all those nonsense that people used to say. I think it's just the kind of person you are. Because you would see person A or guy A crazy about his girlfriend. He would die for his girlfriend. He would do anything for his girlfriend. But it just can't get that part sorted. So I think it's just some form of ill discipline from the person, either guy or girl. What do you think?
Well, I mean, you have a point. I mean, like, discipline comes in first, but then there are some situations whereas it just happens.
That's where the discipline comes in.
Okay, let me give you an example. Say you are at a party, mm-hmm. right? And then you get drunk, mm-hmm. or you probably do something you're not supposed to do, or mm-hmm. some things you've not done before, and then the Ogbe Chabaye, you are gone, it's all gone.
Mm-hmm.
And then you find yourself in a situation whereby things that you wouldn't do naturally, you are doing them. You can't say the person is indisciplined. It's just not in his, like, the right...
It goes to the wrong set of mind because of his lack of discipline. Because if you were disciplined, you not allow yourself to get drunk.
But you're at a party, you're supposed to enjoy yourself.
Yeah, you can drink without getting... And you are still aware of things happening. You are still in control. You see, everything goes back to discipline.
Okay, let's say someone spiked your drink.
Then that's an offense. Then if that's the case, then Timmy, you got me.
That's a great.
That's another loophole.
That's a loophole.
So you tell your guy to spike your drink without telling me.
Yeah, I spike my drink without telling me, alright? So I can lose control. That case, I'm not the one doing
okay,
it.
Fine.
It's the drink
fine.
That is doing it for me.
Timmy finally got me.
Exactly.
That was smart. I give it to you.
But do you think people cheat accidentally? Like, so someone, like, you catch your partner and be like, "Oh, I'm sorry, what was it supposed to happen? I just went to see him." And then one thing led to another and it just happened.
I think mistakes can actually happen depending on the context. Like, I think people can make mistakes, but the problem is, are they making mistakes or that's who they are? think that's the main. That's the
are they making mistakes or is that who they are?
Yeah, so you have to decide to know based on what happened or what they tell you, because if someone cheated, you might not know the full story. You don't know what's in their head. So yeah, that's, you can give them a second chance. I feel like if somebody still cheats after the second chance.
So say for you now, if you're with someone and the person cheats once, mm-hmm. that's yellow card.
No, it depends. It depends on the offense. Just like in football, there are some tackles that you make, you get a yellow. There are some tackles you make, you just get a talking to. Exactly. There are some tackles you make, straight red.
Exactly.
10-match ban. So I think it depends. What about you?
Well, I mean, that's true. Actually, there are some situations, and this is not me telling you from experience. This is from research. There's a situation that it just happens. That there's usually, I know there's a part of discipline, but you know, I think you get me. Like, there are some situations that it just happens, and then like it just happens. But then I have one key fact that I want to state.
Drop it.
It's not cheating if you don't get caught. Yes, it's true. It's not cheating if you don't get caught.
So what is it?
Life. It's just life.
Is this when you are doing it or when they are doing it for you?
I don't know any of that, but I'm just saying it's not cheating if you don't get. So Shay, I also have one question, right? This is just like between you and I. Do you feel, I'll probably put it in the poll as well, do you feel if, say for example, one thing leads to another and then you get cheated on your partner, right? You don't get caught, mm-hmm. and time goes by. Do you feel it's necessary for you to come back and tell your partner that, look at what I did, oh, I did this, oh, or you should just let the sleeping dog lie?
So it depends. So if when I did it, I felt bad, okay. at the moment, like after, if I feel bad, I have done wrong, I'm just going to, you know, come clean. You get what I'm saying? So if then after I don't feel bad, I'm just like, you know what, it is what it is. You're gonna let the sleeping dog. So that probably even means maybe I don't even really like her like that. I mean, sometimes it's the litmus test.
I feel like I've said it before, that's a bad advice to give.
I feel like I've said it before, like if you really want to know if you care about someone, you just cheat on them.
So see, everybody come and hear what Shay say. You know, Shay said if you want to test whether you love your girlfriend or you love your boyfriend or not, cheat on them.
No.
Well,
it's just like in life.
Well, that's a very good advice.
You have to go through ups and downs.
If you want to do a litmus test for your boyfriend, come and meet me. Come to me. But my own advice for kings is, even whether you feel bad after it or not, keep it to your chest. Take it to your dying grave. That's for you and you too. Let it disturb in your dreams. I don't mind. As a matter of fact, if your girlfriend sees you cheating, ask her that, does she believe her eyes or what you tell her?
I do not advise anybody to do any litmus test. Let me just clear my name. But I'm just saying, like, sometimes in cases of when tough gets going, I'll be able to say it.
When going gets tough,
that's how you know whether truly this is the love of your life. And it's when things are hard, when everything is looking like whatever. That's when you know.
So what if you do your litmus test and you see that you like her? Is she allowed to do her litmus test too?
No, I've done for the two. One litmus.
One litmus test. One litmus. So who cheats more? I know we've asked this question last time, but my mind is telling me that girls cheat more. Shay, what do you think?
I think guys cheat more because guys tend to own up to it. Guys be like, it is what it is. Like, it's a man's word. It's not normal. Like, guys cheat. Like, you should know. Blah, blah, blah. So I feel like because of that guy, maybe because I'm a guy, that's why I'm...
That's why you're saying guys cheat more.
Yeah, maybe because I'm a guy.
But
I think, here's what I think. I feel like naturally, a woman doesn't want to cheat. Like, naturally, a girl just wants to love her man, you know, my man, my love of my life, my king, do everything for him. There's nothing fundamentally wrong with her, on average. The regular average woman just wants to love one man and just, yeah. So that's my source.
But the regular man doesn't want to love one woman. So does that come back to being the saying that goes that men are polygamous in nature?
No, that's not what I'm saying. It goes back to the saying that men they are more ill-disciplined.
Okay,
that's just it. We own up to them and we're like, yeah, I think that's.
But for what I know, women cheat more.
Are you talking from experience?
It's just because they don't get caught. That's why.
True. Maybe. I guess we never know.
We never know.
So now this is the part where you are waiting for. I think we have given like two tips on how you can easily, you know,
you can get away with it.
So I think it's me that gave the two. You cannot now look like you are making me look like as if I'm the one.
See, you know, you are used to these things.
Don't do this.
You are used to this.
Don't do this.
You are used to this.
So give us two boss. Let's just something so, for the road.
On how to get away with it, right?
Yes.
Well, I mean, first thing is that how to get away with it is, first of all, don't get caught.
Okay.
That's if you're not caught, there's no need to get away with it, because you got, like they always say, if you want to, now Nigerian police and FBI, I'm just saying this, it's not as if I know how to do. It's not a murder until they see a body, right?
Mm. So
if you kill somebody, I'm not saying I've killed somebody before, but if you kill somebody and then you bury the body so deep and that they can't find the body, they can't say the person has been killed. They'll say the person is missing. Do you get
wow.
You get me? So if you cheat, make sure that you cheat well and hide the evidence. So that's why Snapchat is for you. Number one.
Wow. As you can see, everybody knows I don't use Snapchat.
So you don't lie.
Everybody
don't
knows.
So you don't lie. So just hide the evidence. And again, do it far away from home. I see people cheating and I'm wondering, you're cheating on your wife with your wife's sister or your wife's best friend. Why? Why? You see, point is, truth will come out one day or the other.
Sometimes cheating slaps when he's inside. It slaps harder when he's actually from home.
If you want to cheat, cheat far. Like, I know I've said this before, right? There was a guy at this hotel close to where I used to live. And his friend saw him walking in and he was asking him where is his car. He said he parked far away because Onishino can be able to see. You park far away, then you walk with your leg. So if anybody's going to see your car, he's not going to be in front of the hotel. That's just what it is. So I mean, like, just do it far away. Don't get caught. I mean, I'm not saying it's a good thing. Don't, by all means, don't cheat. I detest cheating.
Same.
Exactly. But if you want to do it, if you feel like you can't be disciplined, just make sure that you do it far away, delete evidence. And don't do it. Cheat far. I see married men bring women to their house, and I'm wondering,
there's the respect.
Where's the respect? See, one of two. You have to respect. If I'm going to cheat on you, so if I'm going to cheat with you, you have to respect my wife. First of all, I don't want to see you mentioning her name, asking how she's doing, or wearing her clothes or shoes when you come to
the
house.
That's the queen, right?
That's the queen, right there. I'm not going to let you disrespect her. Yeah, I mean, that's just awesome.
But you're disrespecting her with other women.
Yeah, you get. Everybody knows their place. So that's just my only one and only tip to get away with cheating is, do it far and don't do it close to home. Do it with random strangers that your partner will never know, not in a million years. That's it.
I think sometimes just be open about it. Like, you'll be surprised. Like, in this day and age that we have things called open relationships. So, you know, you maybe just declare your assets. Just tell them, you know, this is the kind of person I am. I'm not disciplined. I like to carry three women on vacations. Like,
so you should tell your partner, be ahead of an ass. See you, Onishin on the meal.
Yeah, you owe mommy. I'm a perfect person. I'm this, I'm that.
I don't drink, I don't smoke, but you see this one? I will do it.
So sometimes, you know, you never know. You might find someone that is okay with that.
That's true, actually. That's actually true.
Sometimes honesty is good, you know. And also, if you are caught, just open up, just confess. Don't try and start lying and saying, oh, I'd not do it. No, it makes you look like you're a terrible person. You're already a terrible person by cheating.
Exactly.
If you are caught, just confess and be like, and don't lie, be a man of your word. If you say you're not going to do it again, don't do it again. If you're going to do it again, just tell her that, see, I can't help it.
I'm going to do it again. Exactly. So, Shay, do you feel there are some ways you can protect yourself from being cheated on? I mean, like, we've been saying cheat this, cheat that. In a relationship, in a serious relationship, how do you feel like you can protect yourself from being cheated on?
I feel like there's no way, and I also feel like there are things you can do. There's no way in the sense that it's not on you sometimes. Like, you can do everything that is right. Like, you can be the perfect person for this person and they can still decide to
cheat on
you. F*** you up or do whatever they want to do. So, it's not necessarily, the ball is not necessarily in your court. So, that's one. But also, there are things you can do too, as well. Sometimes, people cheat as a result of what's happening in the relationship.
Mm.
Like, maybe they communicate themselves and they don't feel loved or whatever. The things they want, they are not getting. They've communicated that you're not listening. You know, so they go outside to look for what is missing. And sometimes it's what you are lacking that you're going to be seeing outside.
That's true.
So I think that's what you can do to, you know, protect yourself. In terms of protecting yourself, in terms of like your heart, so you don't get heartbroken, I don't think there's anything you can do about that too as well. Because if you care about somebody, that's the risk you're taking. So it is what it is. What do you think?
Well, so I feel like protecting yourself from being cheated on is, like you said before, it's not like 100% safe proof that, oh, if you're going to do these things, I'm not going to get cheated on. But I think it's just being a better partner, right? Be more responsive, be more open to hearing your partner's or your boyfriend, girlfriend's ideas or conversations. Because look at it this way, I'm trying to pass something across to you, and then like you are hell-bent on, let's say, this is what we are going to do, or this is what we're going to do. The girl is just going to go outside and go and look for someone that is going to listen to her.
And right? Men are always in waiting.
And we are always there with open ears.
Laying in ambush.
To listen to all of your girlfriend's problems.
If you like sleeping, if you like texting.
If you like, that's true. If it, that's one of the things that actually leads to cheating, though. If it's one person in the relationship sleeps early, and the other person is a late night person. I mean, so you say good night, but then she's still online. I mean, you wake up to Pia, you see her, she's still online. She's posted a story.
Online.
And she said, good. It's all right. Online, look at all this. And you see that she's still online. So I feel like it's just you knowing your partner and then getting the person that understands you the most. Because if the person not understanding with you or doesn't like vibe with you on some kind of level, she's just going to find someone else that vibes. And like he said, once that vibe with another person, that's cheating. She, am I correct?
To an extent, right. I believe.
So she wants that one like way to have your partner, keep your partner happy, and then keep your side, I won't say side pieces now because I respect them as well.
I stand in respect. I stand in respectful king.
I respect everybody, man, regardless of the position you are, you get, I respect. So what do you think you can, is it possible to let them know that, CEO, this is what we are doing. I have somebody that is main madam, but this is exactly what we are doing. Everybody should not pass their boundary. Do you think that's a way to ensure that, you know, everything goes smoothly?
I think that's the most efficient way. If everybody knows their place and you put everybody in their place, it makes it easy. There's less sneaking around. Like, you don't have to go leave the room or hide your phone or blah, 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 because they know their place. And I feel like what happens most time is when you oversell. That's the problem with guys. We oversell. You have the love of your life, your queen, like
your queen,
said,
exactly.
And you are now promising your side pieces queen status, and you know don't want them.
Don't do that.
So just, you know, and I think also be picky as well. Don't go and be picking women that are going to give you side piece women that are going to give you problem. Pick the ones that are respectful to as well, that know their place.
See, when you said that, my mind went to one gist like that. I'm not going to say it.
Say it.
I'm not going to say it.
Say it. So be picky to as well, because if you are just picking people that, you know, pick people that are, you know, side
that understand.
Smart, that understand, exactly. That they know, they're smart. They know how
they don't give you problem.
They won't give you problem. But if you are picking people that are stressy, one day you will not pick alcohol, she'll tell you, I'll go on Twitter and cast this.
So she, I saw one, I don't know if I shared it with you. The girl sent the guy a cake saying, when are you going to tell your wife about me?
You don't want women like that. And
you don't want women.
And
like
it
that.
Goes back to by saying, don't overpromise. If you know that you're not going to promote her to a queen level, don't sell her dreams. But the problem is women always want that. So it's kind of the constant battle.
Yeah.
But all in all, I would not advise anybody to do all this. Just look for one woman and love her with all your heart. Just like, you know, just be like me.
Be like us. Yeah. Look for one woman, give her all you want. All you have. Give her all she wants, exactly.
And you people will be happy forever after.
And maybe, just maybe. Sometimes it's okay.
Just drop it and don't look back. Don't be like Lord's wife.
Mm.
Don't look back. Once you're out, you're out. That's how I'm going to sign off today.
Okay. So Shay, I think we don't really have much to say.
Yeah, no nuggets today. Yeah. Don't cheat. That's my nugget. Don't cheat. Be happy with one woman or man or whatever.
I don't like this. You're not getting.
Yeah, you can't. You don't think people can be happy with just one person?
Well, I think you can be happy with one person, but then, like, you know, at some point, you would also want to like discuss.
That's why you need to take your time and pick the right person for you.
Okay.
That's it.
That's a very good advice. Anyway.
Yeah, I always give good advice.
But my own nugget is still this. It's not cheating.
Don't ruin it. Okay. Don't ruin it. I give a very, very, very good one. You have to, don't go and be saying nonsense.
Relax now.
Let me I've called you a special person.
Yes, you
don't
have.
Go and be doing like something like says.
Exactly. I was. It's not cheating if you have not committed to anybody. Right. I want to say it's not cheating if you don't get caught. But see, I actually use my sense. But if you're not committed to anybody, it's not cheating. So the best way is, instead of you to ask the girl out to be your girlfriend, you'll just be talking,
just be leading her on.
You guys don't do any form of commitment, so she can't tell you that you cheated on me.
Your fire is in eye. In case you don't know.
Just be talking, leave it in talking stage. Don't go past like that.
Listen, when I go to talk for 3 years.
Relax. As long as you're getting it. It doesn't matter. So leave it in talking stage, then you can do as many things as you want. That's my own nugget for
you. That will not work.
But once you get into a relationship, be committed. Don't cheat. Don't have any other person. Don't talk to any other girl again in your life.
Fast block or delete all the girls.
Delete all their numbers. Yeah. Put your girlfriend picture on your
DP. Your profile picture.
Let everybody know.
Put her everywhere online. Plaster online. So that once they see you like this, it's your girlfriend.
But the point is that sometimes girls are actually more attracted to girl boys like that.
That's where the discipline comes in.
Hmm.
Your ability to say no.
But like Shay said, tell your friend to spike your drink behind your back so you don't know what's going on. then you have your loophole you're looking for. But yeah, I think we've come to the end of this episode. Thank you very much for listening. Shay, do you have any closing remarks?
No closing remarks. Share this episode with your cheating friends. Share this episode with people that, you know, you want to bring it to the system of cheating so that you can all... Because the more you can cheat well, the less asshole we're going to be having online.
Exactly, exactly.
Yeah, the less asshole. You will not be settling cases. I don't want one of my friends to be calling me and be saying, oh, your friend cheated. I don't want that.
So Shay, let me... Quick question. I was supposed to mention this earlier. If you have a cheating friend, what would be your advice to that friend? Will you tell him to stop? Will you go and tell his girlfriend behind his back that see what your boyfriend is doing? Or you just mind your business? You find out by yourself.
I think this is a sticky one. This is a very sticky one. Obviously, I will not go and tell the girlfriend because maybe she knows. And she's just covering eye and acting like she does not know. Some girlfriends are like that. They know that their man is not their man, but...
Yeah, you know.
It is what it is. So I will not go and tell anybody.
You just keep quiet.
I'll just keep quiet and just mind my... I mean, so I'll act like I don't know.
That's true.
It's their relationship, it's not my headache.
Exactly. Well, there you have it. Thank you very much for listening once again. Don't forget to share this with your cheating partners and and your friends as well. Also,
and even your parents.
Yeah,
I'm sorry. I got a little over sidetracked.
But see that some parents actually condone cheating.
I mean,
like, your husband is doing it. What do you want? You can't leave your husband's house. You have married him.
Let me not speak to that one. That one will pass
my
power.
If I speak, I will get blocked.
Yeah, that one pass my power.
But yeah, I mean, thanks for listening. Moral of the story is that, find someone that works for you, find someone that understands you, and then stick to the person. Cheating is not good.
I mean, thank you.
You get to spend more money anyway. So
if you have plenty of it, it doesn't matter.
That's true. But again, like Sne said, what's that South African word she used?
Guababa,
exactly. To listen to our previous episodes if you're not, and then follow us on Twitter and Instagram at IndieMiddleFM. You can always subscribe on Spotify and Apple Podcasts as well, AudioMac, Amazon Music, and everywhere you can actually listen to us. Till we come again in the next 2 weeks or 3 weeks or 4 weeks.
Make sure you don't cheat before we come again.